the solution. Look at this fact. The Archives of Internal Medicine did a study on 23,000 people. Now this is worthy research. Not on 50 people to justify, you know, some outcome in a drug ad to sell something that hasn't truly been tested. Listen to this. 23,000 people were tested, and they did four simple behaviors of modification. They required of them, guess what? Number one, to not smoke. Number two, to exercise 3.5 hours a week. So in other words, 30 minutes a day. Tell me if I were a fly on the wall in your life, I wouldn't find 30 minutes a day that we squander in different ways. So number one, they don't smoke. Number two, they exercise 30 minutes a day. Number three, they eat a healthy diet. And number four, they maintain a relatively healthy weight. They don't have to become emaciated swimsuit models, just a more healthy weight. And here's the facts of what they found. When these 23,000 people lived that way, 93% of diabetes was eliminated. 81% of heart attacks were stopped. They never came about. 50% of strokes were cut out, and 38% of all cancers were prevented. Now are you listening? You want facts? These are the facts. In a published article, Healthy Living is the Best Revenge, you can read it for yourself and go over the data. This is what the outcome was. Why? Because these people chose to act differently. That's it. They're just acting differently. So I propose a challenge to you. Stop for a moment. Look at your stress surveys about wellness care again. Just right now, pause. I want you to pick up your pen, and I want you to look more truthfully at what you answered there. Right now, I'll pause. I'm just going to rest here and not go on until each of you looks at it again. I'll wait.